It's Friday, and we love to talk about what's playing at the movies and fun events we can attend. Adam Graham, film critic for the Detroit News, has all the information for us at all times. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, first and foremost, I know a lot of my friends who have kids have seen Inside Out, and now Inside Out 2 is out there, and they love it themselves.
Yeah, Inside Out 2, and you know, the first Inside Out movie as well, they're really just as much about for adults as they are for kids, because they're talking about these things that happen in our brains and the way that we're driven by emotions. And I think that kids see a bunch of colorful, cool characters hanging out and having adventures, but it's really about the human brain and how it works. And I just think that it's beyond the comprehension perhaps of kids. And it's really kind of an explainer for how we operate as human beings. It really works for adults just as much, if not more, than for kids. And Inside Out 2 is doing terrific business.
Well,
at
it's
the
also
box office.
It gives kids license to have conflicting emotions,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yes.
And work through them.
And I think it helps them to be explained to kind of what's happening in their head when different emotions are kind of taking over how they're feeling. It's the most effective of the kind of Pixar movies that attempt to explain how humans work versus kind of like, you know, the Cars movies or the Toy Story movies. It's really about our brains, and it's really well done.
Adam, tell us about Fancy Dance, which first premiered, I guess, back in 2023 at the Sundance Film Festival.
Yeah, and it stars Lily Gladstone, who was nominated for the for Best Actress for Killers of the Flower Moon. And the spotlight that got shown on her through that Oscar campaign allowed her to kind of elevated the other projects that she was in, and Fancy Dance got picked up Apple TV Plus after Killers of the Flower Moon. It opens in theaters this week. It goes to Apple TV Plus next week. It's the story of a woman on a reservation whose sister is missing, and Lily Gladstone plays a character who's looking for her sister while also taking care of her niece and kind of navigating the treacherous life of a woman on a reservation. And it's a really small, grounded, but like smart and heartfelt story. Little bit of a drama, just a tiny bit of a thriller, but really just like a story about Native Americans that we don't get to see. And Lily Gladstone, I think, was like her intent or her want was to be able to elevate projects by Native filmmakers, and that's what this is. It's a solid movie.
I get the feeling that we're finally now in the depths of the summer movie season. We've got Bike Riders coming out. And for those that saw and were amazed by Austin Butler in the Elvis movie, he's made some really interesting choices, Adam. And this movie with Tom Hardy, you've got the two most intense guys on screen in this movie.
Absolutely. And Tom Hardy especially, you know, when he creates a character, he likes to go all in, and it's these two guys kind of going head to head. The Bike Riders is kind of like Goodfellas on motorcycles, and it's very much built and told that way. It also stars Jodie Comer, who was an Emmy winner for Killing Eve. But yeah, Austin Butler, who was extremely convincing as like a bald-headed, black-toothed warrior in
Dune.
Part Two.
Yes.
Yeah, Dune. Here he's playing kind of like a motorcycle rebel in the late 1960s, and this is the story of a motorcycle gang out of Chicago. It's based on a true story, and it's got a really big cast of a ton of dudes just kind of like riding on the open road and you know, feeling the wind in their hair and getting, you know, some dirt underneath their fingernails. Austin Butler's hair is its own character. Other people in this motorcycle gang, I would just kind of spend all my time staring at his hair and asking, you know, how he really keeps that look going. It's really quite tremendous.
I understand you were at the Zach Bryan concert yesterday. at Ford Field?
I was, along with 46,000 others down at Ford Field.
The last time he was here, he was at the Fillmore. He has blown up.
And for good reason. He's terrific.
And I've been trying to go back in my head to remember the last time that there was a band or an artist who made that leap. And I can't remember anybody who went from the Fillmore all the way to Ford Field, because that's skipping like three steps in between.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. His rise is meteoric, and he put on a everybody in the crowd last night knew all the words and were screaming along. It was Taylor Swift-esque in the way that the fans were kind of giving the energy back to him on stage.
I got to ask you about the exorcism too. Russell Crowe back, and anytime Russell Crowe's in something, it's usually pretty good.
Yeah, Russell Crowe is in his he's in an interesting period in his career right now. He did The Pope's Exorcist last year, and unrelated, he's in The Exorcism this weekend. He plays an actor who's down on his luck, who's trying to climb way back to the top, and he's making a take of The Exorcist. And of course, there's all sorts of weird shenanigans that are going on set. It's a really interesting exploration of an actor, and then it kind of gets caught up in some of the things that exorcism movies have to do, and that's where it sort of starts to tail off. But I like Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe is one of our great actors. He made a movie that almost nobody saw earlier this year that I think is available on demand now. It's called Land of Bad. Really worth checking out, because I think like whatever Russell Crowe's doing right now, he's making movies for himself rather than for the masses. An interesting period. Check out Land of Bad for sure.
Well, Adam Grand, professionally film critic for the Detroit News, but personally a music critic. You didn't tell us. Did you like the Zach Bryan concert?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Zach Bryan concert was it was a lot of fun. I think it's great when you see that kind of energy. And from a guy who, like you said, like 2 years ago was playing the Fillmore to pack 46,000 people into Ford Field. It was a tremendous vibe. And he closed the show with a performance on a small stage at the back of the back of the stadium, and the energy was just crazy. I think he could have gone on for another hour. It was great.
Well, awesome! What a way to kick off summer, Adam Graham. Thanks again.
Hey, thank you very much.
I just discovered him 3 months ago. And
you've been talking about him, and I like country. I need to get more into it.
There's a grit to his songs, and an honesty and an authenticity. You know, he's not a hat act. He's just not a guy that puts – he's true country, and it's really, really good stuff. We've talked a little bit about the cell phone ban and had a great conversation with the superintendent talking about – and just for those of you that didn't hear it, check it out at WJR.com, because we have had some teachers that were quoted in this Bridge, Michigan article who said, you know, we just wanted to figure out how many times this – interrupts our school day. One teacher, one class, 55 minutes long, 30 different interruptions from cell phones carried by the students.
But Dr. John Bernia of Warren Consolidated Schools told us in our interview, he's like, how do we do it, though? The logistics of banning it. And so that's going to be a discussion within school districts moving forward.
Right, because what are the consequences if someone violates the ban?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, you know, parents are just as bad. I mean, you know, when parents are messaging the kids, and you know, the kids say, I gotta respond to mom. Maybe I'll get in trouble.
We're addicted to the idea that we can contact them at any time, that we're in constant contact. You know, and when we came up, we didn't have that. I think everybody turned out okay. Yeah. Mom and dad didn't need it either.
No.
Right.
So and they could get to us.
It's about kind of breaking this addiction and this cycle.
Exactly. Coming up on JR Morning at 8:35, Brian Barnett, the mayor of Rochester Hills, his community been through so much. He's at the U.S. Conference for Mayors, and we'll get an update from him at 8:35.